This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 7th episode of the AppForce One podcast. My name is Jeroen Leenens, and I've been developing iOS apps for 8 years, and I've been running the Dutch Cokeheads for over 7. If you are an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences, and events you might not have heard about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about I officially started outlining my book. The working title is Being a Lead Software Developer. Next Thursday, I will be launching my interview with Daniel Steinberg on my podcast feed, last week's articles, and I'm going to talk about Donny's Monday morning tweet. If you have any feedback or questions, please contact me through Twitter, appforce1, or throw your voicemail into my SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/appforce1. I also wanted to do a shout out to Craig Clayton. He has just finished his book on SwiftUI. He's publishing through Pact Publishing. And once this book is live, I will make sure to mention it again in my podcast. So let's begin with the book writing that I started. I have some marketing blurb already for it. Let me read it for you. Be the best lead software developer you can be. Learn best practices for being a great lead software developer. Every software developer at some point will have the opportunity to become a lead software developer. Definitions of what exactly a lead software developer is are different. But in this book, I will provide you the best practices and tools to be the best lead developer you can be. For yourself, your peers, and the business leaders you are working with. On a number of topics, I will go into the lessons I learned when growing into my role as a lead software developer. Everybody's environment is different, but I think there is something useful in this book for everyone. This book will be available in PDF, MOBI, and EPUB format. You can find more information on appforce1.net/lead-developer. So what do you think? I'm really looking forward to your feedback or any questions that you have. This week I've been busy creating the outline of my book and setting a sort of standard format or template for the book that I want to write. What I'm trying to create is somewhat like the pragmatic programmer format, so that there are short sections or chapters in the book that you can just pick up randomly to your own needs, and that every lesson actually contains some practice or bit of advice that you can like apply right away and have the benefit straight up. Of course, the more things that you apply from a book, the more effect it will have in your day-to-day role as a lead software developer. And I'm really looking for the way that I can best transfer this knowledge and communicate it to people that are reading my book. The idea for this book actually came to me due to the coaching for free section that I added to my podcast. Basically, I'm trying to write the book that I wish I had when I started with my lead software developer role, which was not available back then. And the more I started thinking about it, the more I thought, I think I can actually tell people about my own journey and it'll be helpful to people out there. Pre-order is now available. I'm actually writing through leanpub.com, and I plan to also launch the book on Amazon as a Kindle book. And it's everything is very new to me, and I'm just learning as I go. The podcast and free ebook writer on the site has been very helpful. So a big shout out to Hassan Osman. Thank you for creating some great and free resources to actually help people get started on a journey like this. Even before I started podcasting, something that I was always very adamant about has been my personal backups. For years I've been using Backblaze for my backups. If you want an automatic backup of all your data and unlimited file types, backup connected external USB drives, then definitely have a look at Backblaze. They've never failed me, and I've been able to upload all my backup data to their cloud solution. It's been wonderful. I highly recommend them, and if you want to have a look at them, please use my affiliate link in my show notes, because if you sign up through that link, you will actually help support my podcast. So now let's start with last week's news. Again, because I think it's so important, I wanted to mention the app privacy questions requirement starting on December 8th. So make sure that you enter the App Store Connect dashboard and look at these privacy questions that that Apple demands for every new app and app update that you want to publish after December 8th. So good luck with answering those, because I'm having quite a hard time actually with answering these questions. And this is mostly due to the fact that we have some third-party dependencies in our product that actually do some analytics, and I don't really know the implications, and I don't know how far reaching these analytics packages actually are. So some concerns, but I guess we'll manage. Another fun article is by Ryan Ashcraft. He has written about iOS apps on M1 Max, and he's really excited about deploying your iOS apps to the Mac. He did it for FoodNoms already, and he is sharing in his article what his experiences were and what challenges he faced and what changes and additions he had to make to his app to actually make it a good citizen on the Mac platform. So look it up and have a look at his article, because there are some interesting bits in there that will really help you on getting your app as a proper app on the Mac. Florian over at Objective-C.io has written an article about SwiftUI's grid views. It's a bit of a long article, but there are some really interesting lessons and things that you should be aware of when you're dealing with grids in SwiftUI. So definitely have a read of this article, and you'll most likely learn something new about the grid system in SwiftUI. Tibor at the Swift Dev talks about event-driven generic hooks for Swift. In this article, he is going to show you how to implement a basic event processing system for your modular Swift application. Well, the modular thing is what triggered me in his article's header, because we are creating a big modular app at my place of work. And in his article, he really goes into some details how you can deal with dependencies and what role protocols and types can play in actually separating concerns and making sure that everything is nice and contained and very well and easy to compose into a final product. I like that he actually goes for a event-driven architecture, because event-driven architectures seem to be a good fit for the combined framework that is available in iOS 13 and 14. I'm really looking forward to experimenting with the ideas by Tibor and see how they actually fit an actual app's architecture. A small interesting note, he is actually also writing a book. The title of his book is Get Practical Server-Side Swift. Pre-order is available on Gumroad. On Keen.blog, Alex is talking about formatting localized strings. He talks about various ways that you can actually do this, poor practices and some best practices, and he comes up with a very nice way that you can actually parse some HTML yourself to actually have a good performance and a flexible enough formatting system to actually be able to do a formatted localized string. This morning, Donny sent out his Monday morning tweet again. Francois is working on his indie app Advent Calendar. He's trying to find new developers that would be interested to discount their apps during one day in December. Contact him at frboulais. Vasco is doing quarterly planning for his new startup. He's trying to get funding and continue to work on the beta to launch later this year. Qualta is playing with core audio frameworks. Denise is starting her new job at VW. As an iOS app developer, and she's looking forward to the challenges in the consumer market. Adrian is writing, and doing some more writing, and he is interviewing someone you might know. Dominic is giving two talks at MacDev, and Femi just bought Practical Combine, and he's planning on devouring it in the coming days. That's a challenge, devouring an ebook, even if it's paper actually. But I'm sure he will learn a lot by doing it. And actually, the list is very long this week. Have a look at it yourself, and there are some really great items in there. And now for one final shout out to Josh Holtz. He just launched his app, ConnectKit. It's a great little app that allows you to integrate the App Store Connect API into your Siri workflows. It's it's kind of mind-boggling what you can do with it. So have a look at it and try it yourself. There's a nice free tier available in his app, and I know Josh will really appreciate the download. I could have put my audio bedding for commercials under that clip, actually. But Josh is just such a great guy, so definitely have a look at his app. I want to keep Coaching for Free really short this week. I'm referring to something Antoine van der Lee said on an interview with OfferZen. I will link it from the show notes. Basically, what Antoine is saying that email, don't do it during the day. Just do it at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day, and the rest of the day, keep your email closed. I think if you do that, it will definitely settle down the amount of interruption that you're getting from your email. Try it. I think you'll like it. I don't have any mentions of Cocohead Sanel in my podcast this week. Just look them up on Meetup and see if you want to join their December meeting. Also, no conference to mention. I will get back to that when we get close to the end of December. And that's it for this week. I hope you like my episode. I am getting a bit more comfortable with this format. So if you have any feedback, reach out to me on Twitter at appforce1.net or throw me a voicemail, speakpipe.com/appforce1. And remember, this Thursday my interview with Daniel Steinberg will go live. Tomorrow night I hope to be recording with Paul Hudson, and next week you can expect my interview with Alan Shapiro. And finally, have a look at my website. I did some updates, and while you're there, also join my newsletter. I think you'll like it. appforce1.net. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforce1.net/lead developer. All one word.